this evening and this morning on both sides of the great ocean, the Pacific. We're happy to be here.
主啊，我们如此感恩，谢谢您带着我们这些弟兄姊妹在大洋的两岸，能够一起来聚集学习您的真理。
We're thankful that there is only one God and one truth and one church, and we praise the Lord that we can all be part of it.
主啊，我们谢谢您，因为只有一位神，一个真理，一个教会，让我们能够一起来聚集敬拜，学习。
Now, Lord, we've come in order to learn the truth of God.
让我们来一起来学习神的真理。
And we pray that the Holy Spirit will teach us from the Holy Bible those truths that we need to know in order to live lives for your glory.
主啊，我们盼望圣灵今天晚上带领我们从圣经中学习那样的真理，使我们能活出您的荣耀。
So we just pray that you'll help us tonight, give especially wisdom and words to Eric as he would teach us.
主啊，求您祝福我们，给 Eric 弟兄，以合适的话语来教导我们。
We just ask your help now, looking to you for blessing in Jesus' name.
求您的帮助，仰望您的祝福，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Well, hello, to everyone. Are happy to see each one here today.
非常高兴啊，很高兴见到我们今天来线上的每一位。
Now, we have been studying, of course, the doctrine of the person and work of the Holy Spirit.
我们一直在学习关于圣灵的位格和他的工作。
And the teaching I've been bringing before you is, as much as I understand it, is true from the scriptures.
那我教导大家的呢，是我从圣经里领受的。
Now, for your part, as you listen, perhaps you could take a lesson from the churches in Berea, the church at Berea.
也许呢，从大家的角度呢，你们学习的方式可以，有皮利亚教会，就是《使徒行传》的一个，小亚细亚的教会，皮利亚教会这个榜样啊。
Acts chapter 17 and verse 11.
使徒行传的十七章的十一节。
Paul came to the city of Berea.
这个时候呢，保罗来到了一个城，这个城名字叫皮里亚。
And he went into a synagogue of the Jews and began to preach the word of God.
那他进到一个犹太人的会堂，开始传讲神的话语。
And it says in verse 11,
在《使徒行传》十七章的十一节这么说。
These Jews were more honorable or more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word of God with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so.
而这地方的人，也就是皮里亚的人呢，贤于铁萨罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道。就是保罗传讲的这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
Now, it's important for each one of us, as we listen to teachers of the Word of God, to search the scriptures for ourselves, to make sure that the teacher is teaching things that are accurate.
所以对于我们来说，这也是非常重要的一个原则，就是当我们听别人的教导的时候呢，我们总要自己读经，我们要查考圣经，来看一看这教师所说的到底是与不是。
So I hope that you are following up on these messages by searching the scriptures for yourselves so that it becomes your truth not something that someone says.
所以我也盼望大家在这个过程中呢，你也不断的在查考自己读圣经，然后呢，在这个过程里，你就可以使得这个真理是你的，而不是单单从别人的角度给你的。
Now, it must be, I must state that there are some believers, that understand the baptism of the Spirit or with the Spirit, by the Spirit, in an entirely different way from what I've been teaching.
我能理解啊，肯定很多人会教导关于圣灵的洗啊，完全不同的方式和角度呢。和我们在过去几周所传讲的会不一样。
Now they insist that this baptism is some deeper spiritual experience.
因为他们讲到呢，这样的圣灵的洗啊，会有一些更深的属灵的一些经历经验。
And that it comes after salvation and is distinct from it.
他们说呢，有救恩之后啊、你得到救恩之后啊、会有一个完全不同的经历，就是圣灵的洗了。
And often they will say that the manifestation of the baptism is that a person speaks in tongues.
甚至还会有这样的教导说，哦，你有圣灵的洗呢，一个很重要的外显的标志就是能说方言了。
And they may even urge others, even unbelievers sometimes, to seek the baptism.
所以还会在这个教导下呢，就会推动信徒，甚至一些不信的人呢，去寻求这样圣灵洗的经历。
Now, usually they seek the tongues as a proof of the baptism.
在这个过程中呢，就会去寻求一个说方言的外显的标志来证明我有经历过圣灵的洗。
And tongues are often demonstrated in the church or other places, and then they give instructions on how to receive that gift.
所以以至于呢，一个教会是要有方言呢，就说明他是经历过圣灵的洗，然后呢还告诉大家该怎么样能够得着这样的恩赐啊，鼓励大家去得着。
And then they say talk about wonderful experiences that happens to them as proof of this doctrine.
同时呢也会去分享。那些得着这方言的人呢，美好的经历啊，来证明哦，这个教义是对的，这样的方式是对的。
However, as we've been studying the person and work of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Spirit and the filling of the Spirit, we haven't run across any of this kind of doctrine yet.
那注意呢，我们在过去几周学习关于圣灵的位格、圣灵的工作。圣灵的丰富，被圣灵充满，我们学了这么多呢，没有看见任何我们刚才讲的那些经历啊，是在当中是有关的。
So there's several problems with their application of the scriptures on the baptism of the Spirit.
所以他们这样的来应用呢。关于圣灵的洗这么应用呢，是有几个这样的问题存在的。
Now we know that the Lord Jesus is the baptizer.
我们知道耶稣是那个施洗者。
It isn't the Spirit. It's not the Spirit who baptizes.
那不是圣灵自己给自己来洗啊，是耶稣给我们洗在圣灵里。
John the Baptist, you remember.A number of times over recorded in the Gospels, he said, I baptize with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
施洗约翰好几次在圣经里记载讲到，他说我给你们是用水施洗， 那一位要来的也是耶稣呢，会用圣灵给你们施洗。
Another difficulty in their application of scripture is that they confuse the words, which are not the same. The filling of the Spirit and the baptism of the Spirit.
同时呢，他们这个概念里也混淆了两个词，一个就是圣灵充满，一个呢是圣灵的洗啊，这个不能混淆。
We saw that the filling of the Spirit was a continuous. The word in the Greek means be continually filled with the Spirit.
圣灵的充满呢，在希腊文本里呢，这个时态是不断的、不停的、一直进行的这么一个时态，叫圣灵充满，充满的时态。
Now, baptism of the Spirit, when we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it was in the past tense. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one Spirit.
但圣灵的洗呢，在哥林多前书十二章，我们很清楚的看见，我们是同感因着一个圣灵而受洗啊，这个是一个被动的时态，而且是一个过去的时态，所以这个时态的本身就说明呢，它并不是一个持续进行的过程，它是个一次在过去已经发生的事情。
The baptism was for the formation of the church, the body of Christ.
所以这样的洗呢，是在一次教会建立的时候，在最初的时候一次完成的。
It isn't some experience that is, that happens to us after we become Christians.
所以我们要确立一个概念，圣灵的洗不是我们在得救之后不停的会发生的，要去寻求的这么一个经历。
Filling is something that is a repeated activity of the Spirit.
那圣灵充满却是一个不断的会重复要在我们身上会发生的过程。
For instance, we read in the book of Acts, if you turn to Acts chapter 2, we read that the same person was filled a number of times. It's repeated with the same person. In this case, Peter.
比方说在《使徒行传》二章呢，我们会发现同样的人呢，他不断的被提到他被圣灵充满，比方说是彼得。
In verse 4, he was there in that upper room when the Holy Spirit came, and it says they were all filled, that is including Peter. He was filled on the day of Pentecost, filled with the Spirit.
使徒行传二章四节，他说他们就都被圣灵充满，这是在那间房子里，大家等候圣灵的时候，那这里的他们肯定包括彼得了。
Then we read over in chapter 4 verse 8.
然后我们再翻到使徒行传四章的八节。
And, that Peter's filled with the Spirit again. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, and he's speaking the word with boldness.
使徒行传四章八节，那时彼得被圣灵充满，对他们说，他大胆地开始传讲神的道。在这里呢，是又提到彼得再一次又被圣灵充满。
And then over in verse 31, we read again that the whole company was filled with the Spirit again.
那在同一章四章的三十一节呢，祷告完了，他们又都被圣灵充满，所有的人应该也包括彼得。
And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
So, to summarize, their baptism is a single event, and believers are exhorted to be filled with the Spirit continually.
所以总结一下呢，圣灵的洗是一次完成的单次的事件，在教会建立的初期就做完了，圣灵充满呢是不断的在一个圣徒一生中会反复出现的一件事。
Now, in Scripture, no believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is ever exhorted to seek the baptism of the Spirit.
而且在圣经里呢，从来没有这么教导我们，劝勉我们要去寻求圣灵的洗，没有这样的教导。
Or even to speak in tongues.
甚至教导我们去寻求方言的恩赐也没有的。
We'd like to take a look at the subject of speaking in tongues next week, Lord willing. So I won't talk much about it now. Just to mention,the fact that the gift of tongues was given for unbelievers, not for believers. It wasn't a sign for believers. It was for unbelievers.
那关于方言呢，我们下一周会特别的认真来分享关于方言的问题。我在这里只是简单的告诉大家一个事实，就是方言不是为了信的人做证据，是为不信的人做证据的。
On the day of Pentecost, you remember the Jews that were visiting Jerusalem at the time, that was a great sign to them that the Holy Spirit had come into this company of believers.
记得在五旬节的时候，那个时候全天下各地的犹太人都聚集到耶路撒冷，所以讲方言呢，对他们是一个极大的异象，神迹啊。是让他们能够相信圣灵降下来了。
And then, in the house of Cornelius, when the Gentiles received the word of God, it was, to, we might say, unbelieving Jews. They believed in the Lord Jesus, but they didn't believe that the Holy Spirit would come into the Gentiles.
所以同样的呢，在哥尼流啊，那个事件里呢，那圣灵使得方言呢临到这些哥尼流是第一批受洗的外邦人啊，那临到他们呢，为的是什么呢？为的是那些不信的犹太人啊，那些犹太人相信他们能得救恩，但是他们不相信呢，圣灵神会把圣灵这样的恩赐呢也给到外邦人啊，这是他们不信的，所以方言也是给不信的犹太人一个证据。
So next week, Lord willing, we'd like to begin to look at the gifts. And I think we'll start with, looking at the gifts of tongue, gift of tongues, because that seems to occupy a lot of people's, interest.
所以下一周我们会讲关于圣灵的恩赐啊。在诸多恩赐里呢，我们会先讲关于方言的恩赐，因为这件事情呢，在很多人的这个属灵的知识里或者生命里呢，也受很大的搅扰啊，所以我们要花一点时间解释。
We'll see that of all the spiritual gifts, it's the least important.
那我们会看见呢，这个很可能是所有的属灵恩赐里最不重要的。
The gift of mercy is far better than the gift of tongues.
那怜悯人的恩赐啊，一定是远好过那方言的恩赐。
For example. Anyway, that's for next week.
对，但这些我们都是下周会详细讲的。
Now, the confusion between the baptism and the filling, is made possible by the fact that the filling and the baptism, they happen simultaneous on the day of Pentecost. They happen at the same time.
那今天呢，造成一些混淆，关于圣灵的洗和被圣灵充满这样的混淆，可能的原因之一呢，就是当时第一次圣灵洗降下来，也同时有圣灵充满的现象，两件事情是在当时同时发生的。
Now what happened at Pentecost will never be repeated.
但是之后呢，五旬节之后呢，就再没有看见这个情形了。
The Holy Spirit has come, and He is now indwelling each believer.
那圣灵已经来了，那今天在每一个圣信徒里面呢，圣灵都住在我们里面。
Now also, some teach, these same people might teach that the Samaritans and the Gentiles and the disciples of John that we looked at a couple of weeks ago, when the Holy Spirit came to those other groups, they consider that these are examples of powerless believers in the church today who, though they're saved, they have never experienced the baptism of the Spirit.
那我们也知道呢，有的教导会引用另外三次的例子，在《使徒行传》里，一次呢是撒玛利亚人，他们受圣灵的洗；一次呢是外邦人；一次呢是施洗约翰的使徒，施洗约翰的这个门徒啊。那这三次的例子呢，会被用来今天教导什么呢？教导哦，如果你是在教会里软弱的弟兄姊妹，那也许呢，你应该再受一次圣灵的洗。会使你变得强壮。
What they ignore is the historical setting of the book of Acts.
那他们在这样的一个解经的角度呢，他们忽视了使徒行传的写作的这样的一个背景以及结构。
The book of Acts takes a group of a little remnant of Israel, all Jews,and baptizes them into one body, and they are told to then go and preach the gospel throughout the world.
那使徒行传是把一群的犹太的渔民，那他们余剩的人啊，那他们神把他们施洗进入一个身体，然后让他们去传讲神的福音。
Then these Jews encounter the Gentiles whom God has also baptized into one body, into that one body.
这个时候呢，这群犹太人呢，出去传讲的时候就会碰到外邦人，神也使外邦人进到这同一个身体。
So they weren't powerless believers. They were not even believers. They had not been incorporated into the church yet.
所以当他们第一次碰到这外邦人的时候呢，他们不能说他们是一个软弱的信徒，他们干脆根本都在这个道上本身是没有份的，他们都不信的，他们都不在教会里最初的时候。
The other two groups, the Samaritans and the disciples of John, we don't have those groups in the world today.
那另外两群的人呢，撒玛利亚人以及呢施洗约翰的门徒，今天你在地上呢都找不着这两群人了。
So that was the book of Acts records a historical account of the transition of the church from its birth to a worldwide witness.
那所以使徒行传记载的呢，是教会初建的时候，刚刚教会生出来的时候，那段时间的记载慢慢教会才从那个基础开始成长到今天一个全球化的普世教会。
And they also ignore the fact that it was necessary to, that these groups, each of them in their way, had to be accredited in a public way with the apostles themselves, laying on their hands and so on. They had to be accredited as groups.Not singly.
所以同样的另外一个很重要的事实就是这几群那三群人呢，他们也需要当时足够的一个证据来告诉犹太人，他们这三群人原来在犹太的所有的真理里没有份的外邦人也好，撒玛利亚人也好，他们也是可以接受神的祝福，神的福音的，是需要给一个证据给到大家。
Now these teachers also ignore one other fact.
这样教导的教师还忽视了这么一个事实。
There is no instruction in any other of the letters of the apostles that tells people to seek the baptism of the Spirit. Even in passages that talk about the spiritual life and growth of the Christian.
所以从使徒行传往后所有的书信里从来没有任何一封书信教导我们去寻求圣灵的洗即便书信的主题讲到了关于圣灵相关属灵生命相关的话题的时候也从来没有告诉我们要去寻求圣灵的洗。
So the Bible doesn't divide the body of Christ into super spiritual Christians and non-spiritual Christians.
所以圣经从来没有把我们分出来，特别属灵的和特别不属灵的这么两群的信徒，没有这样的一个区分的。
Okay, well, last week we looked at the filling of the Spirit but we looked first of all at the fullness of the Spirit. This is a very important distinction that I need to just mention again.
所以上一周呢，我们详细查考了关于圣灵充满，同时呢，为了讲清楚圣灵充满，我们也讲了一个概念叫圣灵的丰富，圣灵的完全，这两个概念呢非常重要。The
reason is that many false teachers, they ask you to seek the Spirit as though the Spirit is something outside of us.
所以有的一种教导呢，告诉你要去寻求圣灵的这种寻求的方向，好像是圣灵是在我的身体之外，在外面，你去把它找进来。Now
the moment you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God came into you and sealed you as his own.
你要记得，你信靠耶稣基督成为你个人救主的那一刻呢，圣灵就住在你里面，印上了印，你就属于神了。And
when you receive Christ, you receive the Spirit of God because they are one.
所以你接受基督，你就接受了圣灵，他们是统一的。And
in John chapter 1 and verse 16.
约翰福音一章十六节,
we read last week, but I'd like to emphasize tonight this very important truth.
我们上一周有讲到, 但我今晚再强调一下这个很重要的真理。
And of his fullness, we have all, underline that in your Bibles, all have received.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了。And
grace for grace.
而且恩上加恩。What
does that mean?
这个是什么意思呢?
Grace for grace.
恩上加恩什么意思呢?
Well, we receive grace when we believe. For by grace you've been saved through faith. That's the, we've received the grace, saving grace.
我们信的时候就接受了恩典，因为得救是本乎恩，救恩就是恩典。But
when we, as we live the Christian life, often we run into problems and difficulties, struggles, and persecution perhaps, fears, all kinds of experiences that a Christian has, that he needs grace.
那我们在基督徒的生命里，我们会碰到很多的困难、麻烦、苦难。那这一切的环境里呢，我们都还需要恩典。And
I remember an old Christian telling me, we were talking about death and what it would be like to die. Not that I was afraid of death, but it's a mystery to me, dying.
我们会有的时候会想到生死的话题，不是说我惧怕死亡，但是死亡对我们来说是一个奥秘。And
I didn't see how I could go through it in reality. What would it be like to die? Would it be fearful and so on?
我们会很惧怕，因为在事实上呢，我们经历死亡是会让我们很惧怕的一件事。
And he answered me something like this. He says, God won't give you dying grace until you're ready to die.
那个弟兄就这么跟我说，他说神不会在你准备要死之前很早就给你经历死亡的恩典，带领你经历死亡的恩典，到那个时候才给你的。
He'll give you the necessary grace for every circumstance that you're going to meet.
但他一定会在你每一个环境所需的恩典上啊，他及时供应给你。
So when it says that of his fullness we have all received, we have received all of Christ, but we can call upon that fullness, and he gives us grace for that particular moment.
所以我们在信的那一刻呢，所有神借着圣灵给我们的恩典丰富啊，完全都已经在里面了。但是我们在环境里，当我们呼求的时候呢，这样东西就变成现实，成为我们的。
So that's the fullness of the Spirit, and we are complete in Him, Paul says in Colossians.
那保罗在哥罗西书说呢，我们是在这神的恩典里完全的，所以我们这样的一个领受呢是完全的，已经在我们里面了。
And so, when we receive the Spirit of God, to be filled with the Spirit is not that we need more of the Spirit, it's that He needs more of us, more control of us.
所以圣灵充满了，我们理解错一个方向，不是说我们要更多的圣灵，而是圣灵要更多的我们，因为我们是拦住那个阻挡的我们的肉体。
Now, last week we ended our study by looking at some hindrances to filling.
所以上一周呢，我们结束在呢一些拦住我们有圣灵充满的一些障碍上。
And we saw that when before we were believers, we resisted the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在我们成为信徒之前呢，我们是抵挡圣灵的。
We didn't want him controlling our lives. We resisted the witness of the Spirit. We resisted the Word of God.
所以我们不想让他控制我的生命，所以我抵挡神的话，抵挡神的圣灵。
But then there came a time when we stopped resisting and we received the Lord Jesus as our Savior.
然后呢，到了某一个点，我开始不再阻挡。我就接受神的话。
What a wonderful day that was.
那一天是多么好的一天呢。
That was your birthday into eternity.
那一天就是你进到永恒的那一天的开始啊，生日啊。
Your entrance ticket to heaven.
你进天堂的那张入场券了。
But as you found out very quickly as a young Christian,things did not go well at times.
但是你作为一个年轻的基督徒呢，你会发现，哎，事情好像并不是像你想的那么顺利啊。
Sometimes you yielded to the old nature that was there you still had, and maybe sinned.
有的时候你会顺服于你的老我肉体，那还没有死的那个老我啊。有的时候甚至你会屈从于罪。
And that's what Paul says to the Ephesians, don't grieve the Spirit of God, because it grieves God when you don't act like one of his children.
所以保罗告诉我们不要使圣灵担忧啊，因为这样的话呢，我们就不像他的孩子。
Just like a loving parent is grieved when their child disobeys.
像一个很有爱的父母啊，看见他的孩子悖逆的时候就很担忧。
So, it's the opposite of pleasing God is grieving the Holy Spirit.
那使圣灵担忧呢，它的对立面就是使圣灵使神喜悦了。
Now, there are many ways in which we can grieve the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit, of course, cannot be where sin is.
那圣灵呢，也不可能在有罪的时候啊，他在那里。
If part of our lives are filled with the clutter of worldliness and sin, the Holy Spirit cannot operate.
如果我们的生命呢是有世俗有罪聚集的时候呢，你就知道圣灵在那个时候是不掌权的，他不在那个充满的状态。
And sometimes it's necessary for a good parent to discipline their disobedient child.
有的时候呢，对于一个好的父母呢，他必定还是要去管教一个不顺服的孩子。
And just in the same way, the Heavenly Father will sometimes discipline his children.
同样呢，有的时候天上的父呢也会管教他的孩子。
Now, there's an example of this in the Old Testament. If you go to Nehemiah, way back in the book of Nehemiah.
旧约呢，我们看一下尼希米记啊，就是一个例子，看看这种管教。
Nehemiah chapter 13.
尼希米记在以斯帖记前面啊，十三章，在以斯拉记后面。
Nehemiah, as you know, he came back, to lead the rebuilding of Jerusalem and its walls.
你知道尼希米是回来了，帮助重建，以色列，耶路撒冷和城墙的。
The temple had been built for some years.
到十三章的时候呢，城墙已经建起来好些年了。
But there was,
圣殿已经建起来好些年了。
But there was a careless priest, high priest.
但是呢，却有一个不是特别尽职的大祭司。
And we read in verse 4, now before this, Eliashib,the priest, having authority over the storerooms of the house of our God, was allied with this man called Tobiah. And he had prepared for him a large room where previously they had stored the grain offerings, the frankincense, the articles, the tithes, the grain, the new wine and oil, which were commanded to be given to the Levites and singers and gatekeepers and the offerings for the priests.But during all this, I was not in Jerusalem. And, for in the 32nd year, of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, I'd returned to the king. Then after certain days, I obtained leave to come back and came to Jerusalem and discovered the evil that Eliashib had done for Tobiah in preparing a room for him in the courts of the house of God.
Hmm.那从第四节我们读到第九节，尼希米记的十三章四节，宣誓蒙派管理我们神殿中库房的祭司以利亚什与多比亚结亲，便为他预备一间大屋子，就是从前收存素祭乳香器皿和照命令供给利未人歌唱的守门的五谷新酒和油的十分之一，并归祭司举祭的屋子。那时我也就是尼希米不在耶路撒冷，因为巴比伦王亚达薛西32年，我回到王那里，过了多日，我向王告假，我来到耶路撒冷，就知道以利亚什为多比亚在神殿的院内预备屋子的那件恶事，我甚恼怒，就把多比亚的一切家具从屋里都抛出去，吩咐人洁净这屋子，遂将神殿的器皿和素祭乳香又搬进去。
Now this Tobiah was he wasn't a Jew. He was actually Samaritan. And he was a worldly man, an unbeliever. And he had brought his own articles and he'd set up his own apartment in the house of God.
那这个的故事背景你就会看见这个多比亚呢，他不是个犹太人，他是个撒玛利亚人，他也不是一个信神的人。他是个世界的人， 然后因为这个大祭司的这个罪呢，他自己在圣殿啊，安了一间屋子，把自己的东西搬进去啊，这是非常糟糕的一件事。
And he was taking up space where the articles for those who worship God should have had their resources put.
然后他住的这间屋子呢，本来应该是放敬拜神的那些器皿和器件的啊，那现在这个是不属神的一个人住在里面。
So what's the lesson here?
这里的教训教导是什么呢？
Well, just as that worldly man took his things into the temple of God, so the Holy Spirit has made us the temple of the Holy Spirit.
就像这个人啊，他在圣殿一样啊，我们呢也就是圣灵的殿啊，我们的整个人其实就像一个殿，圣灵住在里面。
Now the old man that we still have within us, sometimes it sets up a big room in there for himself, a big, and it's a worldly place within our own hearts that we reserve for the old man.
那我们的老我啊，有的时候会在我们的里面呢，也就像这个多比亚一样，他会来一间大屋子啊，本来是这个屋子要留给神的，我们全人要留给圣灵的，他拿了一大块地方啊，给什么呢？给世俗啊，给这个多比亚啊，给我们的老我，我们老我自己留了一大块空间。
And so when Nehemiah came back, knowing the mind of God, he was grieved.
那当尼希米回来的时候，他知道神的心呢，所以他就很忧伤。
It says in verse 8, and it grieved me bitterly. Therefore I threw out all the household goods of Tobias out of the room. Then I commanded them to cleanse the rooms and brought back into them the articles of the house of God with the grain offering and the frankincense.
第八节说，我甚恼怒，他很忧伤，那就把多比亚的一切家具从屋里都抛出去，吩咐人洁净这屋子，将神的器皿和素祭乳香又搬进去。
Now we could ask ourselves, is there a worldly little room that we have set up in our hearts that clutter and make an unclean place that the Holy Spirit cannot operate in?
所以我们要问自己一个问题，我们的里面是不是也有这样的一个大房间，一个大的空间，我呢把世俗把不属神的东西充满了，以至于呢神的圣灵没有办法在里面运行。
So if there's the presence of sin in the life, there cannot be the filling of the Holy Spirit.
所以这今生的这罪啊，就是不可能使我们能够被圣灵充满，这两样是冲突的。
We mustn't ever forget his name is called the Holy Spirit.
所以我们永远不要忘记啊，圣灵的名字叫圣洁的灵，圣灵啊。
So now, want to look at the nature of the filling itself. What does it mean? What does it mean to be filled with the Spirit?
那圣灵充满是什么意思呢？
So, since the blessing and power of God depends upon the Spirit's control or filling, how shall we experience that filling?
我们知道神的能力啊，祝福啊，都取决于神圣灵的充满。那我们怎么才能得着这圣灵充满呢？
The first thing we must understand is that the Spirit himself is sovereign and he may act entirely differently from the way we might think.
所以首先我们建立一个概念，圣灵是全然的位格的神啊，所以他是极大的主权的，所以他做事的方式呢，他运行的方式是跟我们认为的方式不一样的。
And so we think of John the Baptist, for example. It says that he was filled from the womb.
那我们知道施洗的约翰啊，圣经这么描述，他是在母腹中就被圣灵充满。
Now are we to act, are we to be like John the Baptist and go into the wilderness and live in the wilderness with a camel's hair coat and leather girdle and drink or eat honey and wild locusts?
我们是不是也要像施洗约翰那样住在旷野，身上穿着骆驼皮的衣服，腰束皮带，吃蝗虫跟野蜜呢？
And the Lord Jesus was also filled with the Spirit from his entire life.
那我们看见另一个例子，就是耶稣自己也是一生啊，都是被圣灵充满的。
Look how different their lives were.
你会看见耶稣的地上的生活状态和施洗约翰多大的区别。
We are all individuals.
我们都是不同的个体啊。
And the Spirit of God, if he's going to fill a believer, he is able to act sovereignly. It isn't a cookie cutter thing.
所以圣灵啊，他是全然的主权，他有权决定什么样的生活方式是合适我们的啊，所以他是那个剪切的那一位。
Now the filling of the Spirit, it takes place when we seek to live and act or speak under God's direction.
所以圣灵充满了，当我们寻求啊，愿意说做心思意念都按照神的道神的方向去的时候呢，就可以了。
When we seek to follow his direction and leave and lay ourselves completely at his discretion to use as he wants, then the filling can take place.
所以当我们愿意立志呢，愿意按照他的引导他的教导他的话语去行的时候呢，圣灵就能充满我们。
And this is without necessarily seeking any experience of the filling of the Spirit.
我们不需要去寻求什么圣灵充满的经验啊，这个不是我们要去找的。
For example, turn to Acts chapter 6 or Acts chapter 4.
我们来看使徒行传的四章。
Acts chapter 4 and verse 29.
四章的二十九节。
They'd been let go after being arrested by the Sanhedrin, that is, the apostle Peter and John. And they went back to their own companions, verse 23, and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them.
所以他们二人呢，在二十三节的时候呢，就被公会释放啊，就到会友那里去，把祭司长和长老所说的话就告诉他们。
And, then in verse 29, look at their prayer.
然后你看29节，你看他们的祷告。
Now Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事以你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
They had prayed that with all boldness they may speak the word, and in verse 31 we find that the answer is given.
所以他们就求主呢，带着他们有这样的胆量啊，去按主的话行。31节神就听了这个祷告。
And when they had prayed, the place where they assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
所以你注意呢，听神听允他们祷告的结果就是聚会的地方震动，他们就被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
And verse 33 confirms that. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
下面的33节也证明了使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩。
So the apostles didn't pray for the Holy Spirit. They prayed that they may speak with boldness, and the Lord filled them with the Spirit in order to enable them to speak the word.
注意这个故事啊，注意这个上下文非常重要。使徒们没有求神赐给他们圣灵，使徒们求神给他们胆量来讲神的道，神却赐给他们圣灵充满，以至于他们可以放胆讲论神的道。圣灵充满是因为求放胆讲神的道而求来的。
And it's not something that was rare. It was even necessary when they chose, the seven, deacons for service. They were told to choose men that were full of the Spirit.
所以他们呢也是要选七个执事的时候啊，他们也是这样的，他们要求神赐给他们啊，好的人呢，就是被圣灵充满的这个执事。
Now you may have in fact, I'm sure that you have experienced the filling of the Spirit, and you wouldn't even know. You may not have known.
所以我想告诉大家呢，你即便有圣灵充满的。事实呢你可能自己都没感觉，你都不知道你在被圣灵充满。
Where sometimes you've prayed to the Lord and asked him for a real help in being able to preach to someone, to witness to someone, and the Lord has helped you in that regard.
所以你想要跟人传讲福音，想要跟人用讲福音的见证啊，神，当你愿意去按照神的话做，去做这些事的时候呢，你祷告求了，神就使你圣灵充满，能去做出他告诉你要去做的事。
So the filling of the Spirit of God is for the accomplishment of God's purposes, not to fulfill our ambitions.
所以圣灵充满啊。是要完成神的旨意和计划，不是去完成我的野心或者我的愿望，我要做的事，不是的。
The Lord Jesus is the example there. I always do those things that will please the Father.
主耶稣就是一个特别好的例子，他总是以父的事为念。Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm leaving now.
All right. Good.Good evening, Yanling.
Yeah, good evening. Go ahead, please.
Yes. So the filling again is for to accomplish God's plan, His purposes, not ours.
所以我们再重复一下，就是被圣灵充满的目的呢，是完成神的旨意和计划，而不是我们的旨意或者计划。
Because it's the Spirit of God working in us to accomplish His own purposes.
对，在我们里面的灵呢，圣灵呢，它是做工为了完成神他自己的目的的。
That's the first thing we might look at, or we might remember.
这是我们要记住的第一件事。
Secondly, the Spirit possesses us rather than us possessing Him.
第二点呢，就是是圣灵要控制我们，而不是我们要掌控圣灵。
You see, man, we have such pride in ourselves that we say, Lord, I need to be filled with the Spirit to do, or I need the power to be able to accomplish something. But it may not be the Lord's will.
所以我们要小心，我们里面呢是有很大的骄傲的。我们跟神说， 哦，主啊，我需要你从你来的能力去完成一件什么事情，但是这个事情可能并不是神的旨意。
If we completely yield to the Father's will, the Spirit will use us and fill us and use us to accomplish the Father's will.
所以当我们完全降服在神的旨意之下的时候呢，圣灵就会充满我们，并使用我们去完成神的旨意。
So, that's an important point. The Spirit, we allow the Spirit to possess us. We yield ourselves to Him rather than thinking we possess the Spirit.
所以这一点非常的重要，就是我们要请圣灵来掌控我们，我们要降服在圣灵的掌控下，而不是说我们要去掌控圣灵，去要求圣灵。
So, we want the Spirit of God to direct our life in an unhindered way to do God's will, not to assert our spiritual superiority.
所以我们是想让圣灵毫无阻碍的在我们里面引导我们去完成神的旨意，而不是为了要去彰显我属灵的好像比别人更超然的地方，我比别人更属灵的地方。
If we thought we could control the spirit, that would make us very prideful.
如果我们认为我们可以控制圣灵的话，会使我们非常的骄傲。
But the man that was filled with the spirit more than any other was the Lord Jesus, and he was the humblest man that ever set foot on the earth.
耶稣呢，主耶稣呢，是比地上的任何人都更被圣灵充满的，但是相反，他却是这地上最谦卑的人。
Now, let's look at some conditions, to filling of the Spirit.
接下来我们看一下圣灵充满的一些条件。
The conditions seem to be related, to our response of our souls to God's will.
所以这个条件呢，是与我们向神所负的这个责任有关系的。
And he's got a work for us to do. He has a plan for our lives.
神要在我们里面做工，他在我们每个的生命里面都有一个计划。
That is, Romans chapter 8:29.
我们翻到罗马书八章二十九节。
This is God's great purpose for your life and mine.
这是神在你生命中的极大的，在你和我的生命中的极大的目的。
Romans 8 and verse 29.
罗马书八章二十九节。
And it says, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
That's God's ultimate purpose.
这是神的对我们的终极目标。
Now,In order to bring us into that conformity, we need a spirit-filled life.
为了让我们能够达成这个目标，就是能够效法耶稣的模样，我们需要圣灵充满我们。
I want you to turn with me to Colossians chapter 3.
请大家跟我一起翻到哥罗西书三章。
Because now we're getting very practical of what it means, the conditions of being filled.
现在我们要讲一些非常实用的内容了，就是圣灵充满有哪些前提条件。
This isn't some cheap experience that you can have in a moment of time during some emotion-filled service.
这不是你在一些很廉价的，就是一些一次过的那种属灵的特殊的经历当中能得着的。
It may involve the emotions, but it is not, it isn't something, as I mentioned, that we get instantaneously.
当然这可能有的时候会涉及到一些情感的经历，但是我更想强调的是它是一个持续的过程。
Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16.
哥罗西书的三章十六节。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
当用各样的智慧吧。基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，相互劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
Now, where did we read something similar to that? Another verse in another book.
大家还记得我们在另外一卷书也读到类似的经文吗？
In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18.
那就是以弗所书的五章十八节。
It's our verse where we looked at carefully last week, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit of God, speaking to one another in psalms and so on, the same as we have it here.
我们上周曾经详细查考过这节经文，就是第十八节，以弗所书五章十八节，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满，当用诗词诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对唱，口唱心和的赞美主，跟哥罗西书的这两节经文非常非常的相像。
Now, to be full of the Spirit is to be full of Christ.
所以被圣灵充满就是被基督充满。
Because they are two persons of the Godhead.
因为他是三位一体。
They're one and the same.
人的当中的两位，他们是合一的。
They're separate persons, but they're one.
他们是有独立的位格的，但是他们又是合一的。
You receive Christ, you receive the Spirit.
你接受了基督就领受了圣灵。
But notice it says here, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
那我们注意这节经文里面他说把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
What is the word of Christ?
基督的道是指什么呢？
Look at verse 9 of the first chapter.
我们看看哥罗西书的一章九节。
Verse 9. Paul's prayer for the Colossians.
这里是保罗在为哥罗西教会的圣徒们祷告。
For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you to ask,that you may be one, filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
The filling of the Spirit is that filling of the knowledge of his will in wisdom and spiritual understanding. That's the word of Christ.
所以让基督的道丰丰富富的存在你们心里，就是让一切属灵的智慧和悟性，还有神的旨意充满你的心里。
You see, as we meditate on the person of the Lord Jesus, as we read in the scriptures, meditate on him, in the spirit,God will reveal him to us. That's the word of Christ.
所以当我们在读圣经读关于耶稣基督的经文，然后默想，不断的默想我们的主耶稣基督的时候呢，圣灵就会启示我们，他会把这个基督的道理告诉我们。
Chapter 2, verses 2 and 3.
再看看二章的二节和三节，同一卷书。
That verse in chapter 3 doesn't stand in isolation. Paul has covered this truth previously.
所以我们刚才三章的这个十六节的经文呢，不是孤立存在的。 保罗在前面几节书里几章里面也已经讲了一些相关的内容了。
And he says in verse 2 of chapter 2 that their hearts may be encouraged being knit together in love and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
我们看二章的二节和三节，要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心相互联络，以致丰丰足足的在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督，所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在它里面藏着。
There are no shortcuts for the Christian.
所以基督徒是没有捷径可走的。
The only shortcut is where we can go straight to the very throne of grace.
那唯一的捷径呢，就是我们直接到那个施恩宝座前。
If we don't understand something, we can go there and have him explain it to us.
如果我们有什么事情不懂呢，我们可以直接到神的施恩宝座前，直接去问他，请教他。
As James says, if anybody lacks wisdom, let him pray to the Father who gives to everyone liberally. But we wait upon God. And we wait for that wisdom to come from him to understand the person of Christ himself.
就像雅各在雅各书里面说的，凡是呢缺少智慧的，可以去求那厚赐百物的神，必会把智慧赐给他们。所以我们是在等候神的启示，等候他把耶稣基督这个人启示给我们。
Now this doesn't happen all at once.
但这不是一次就能做完的。
This is a lifelong process.
这是一个一生的进程。
There are some that teach you can get an instantaneous spirituality without any effort other than calling down something power from somewhere.
但是有人却跟你说呢，你可以就是一次性的就通过某种外部的一个什么什么来源去寻求一个圣灵充满的这样的经历，这是不对的。
But you won't grow in Christ. You won't be conformed to the image of his son.
你这样做的话，你就不能在基督里面成长，你就不能效法成他儿子的模样了。
The verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you. Verse 16 of chapter 3.
所以三章十六节他说，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
It's his, as we study the scripture, as we read the word, and we meditate upon the person of our Lord Jesus, what takes place is that word becomes alive and becomes part of us. The Spirit of God fills us with that knowledge of his will.
所以当我们读圣经，我们不断地默想主耶稣基督这个人的时候呢，他的这个真理啊，就像我们启示，而且成为我们生命中的一部分。
He goes on and says, in verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you. That is not an instantaneous thing. It's, the word has to find a home in your heart.
所以他说把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，所以这不是一个突然的一次性的这样的事情，它是要住在你的里面的。
And he says, let it dwell there richly in all wisdom. A wisdom, that wisdom is knowledge in action.
这个小括号里面的
Are you frozen? Yeah, you're Yanling, are you frozen?
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're frozen.
So I need to repeat again last sentence?
Yes, please.
刚才大家可能没听到，我这个电脑有点问题，就是 括号里面的小字大家可以看，以各样的智慧，还有这么一个补充的部分。智慧是什么呢？就是能够指导你行为的知识。
Now, this brings another important point about the filling of the Spirit. The filling of the Spirit is for action.
所以这把我们带到这个被圣灵充满的另外一个点上，就是被圣灵充满的目的是让我们行动的。
It's not to make you feel better, it's to accomplish God's will.
不是为了让你感觉更好，而是为了要达成神的旨意的。
A person can have a lot of knowledge, but if he doesn't apply that knowledge, he's not a wise man. A wise man is one who applies the knowledge.
所以一个人可能可以有很多的知识，但是如果他不把他的知识应用出来呢，那他依然是一个没有智慧的人。智慧呢，就是可以，就是用出来的知识。
So the reason, what I'm trying to do here, maybe not very adequately, but what I'm trying to do is bring these two parallel portions, one from Ephesians, one from Colossians. One says be filled with the Spirit, the other says be filled with the Word of Christ.
所以我现在要正在给大家做的是什么呢？也许我做的还不够充分了，但是我的目的呢是要把以弗所书和哥罗西书这两节平行的经文给大家结合起来看。一个呢，以弗所书是说你要被圣灵充满，然后哥罗西书说呢，你要把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
So that's the rich knowing then the will of God through the rich indwelling of the Word of Christ.
所以你怎么才能够明白神的心意呢？你就是要让神的话丰丰富富的存在你的心里。
So that's the first thing is the conditions to filling is first of all, we have to know the will of God, knowing what His purposes for our lives are.
所以我们现在讲的就是第一点，就是被圣灵充满的条件的第一点，就是你要知道神的旨意是什么，神在你生命中的计划是什么。
Now, as we walk by faith, the purpose for God may only be revealed for the next step.
所以当我们在与主同行的过程中呢，我们下一步要做什么，神就会启示给我们了。他只会启示我们紧接着下一步的事情。
He may not reveal, our whole lives for us.
他不会把我们一生所有的事情全部一次性启示给你。
He leads us one step at a time.
他一次带我们走一步。
Now there are some, of course, the Lord reveals their ministry, their life ministry, and others, they don't.
而有些人呢，神是启示他们一生的这个服事的，有些人没有。
But whatever He wants us to do, we're to glorify Him in everything we do and say.
但是不管他让我们做什么，我们做的和说的一切事都是为了荣耀他的名。
Now let's turn to the book of Romans.
我们再翻到罗马书。
We want to look at some the conditions of filling. First, that first one is to know the word of Christ.
我们继续看被圣灵充满的条件。我们已经学了第一个了。第一个条件就是要让基督的道理，就是基督的话充满我们。
In Romans chapter 6 and verse 3,
六章三节
he says, There are three things in this chapter that are conditions to the filling of the Spirit.
这一章呢，讲到了三个关于被圣灵充满的条件的点。
The first is knowing. The second, reckoning or accounting. And the third, yielding or presenting.
第一个呢是知道，第二个呢是把我们看作什么，第三个呢就是降服于或者顺服于什么。
So let's look quickly at this portion of the chapter.
我们现在快速的看一下这一段经文。
He says, in verse 3, do you know, he says, that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death.
第三节，岂不知我们这受洗归入耶稣基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Therefore, he says, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
所以第四节，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
And then he goes on, for if we've been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, and that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him, for the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God.
他刚才读的是第五节到 第十节，我们若在他死的形上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。你们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次，他活是向神活着。
So, three times the word know or knowing in that portion.
在这一段的经文里面有三次讲到知道知道知道。
And just to review those quickly, the baptism there is the water baptism when we identify with him in his death, his burial,and his resurrection.
所以我们先讲这个水洗的意义呢，就是我们在他的死、埋葬和复活上和他一同连结。
So what Paul is saying is that when Jesus died, we died too.
所以保罗在
在这里
说的意思就是，基督死了，我们也和他一起死了，就是我们的老我也一起死了。
When he was raised again,we also were raised because we have his new life within us.
当他复活了以后呢，我们也复活了，因为我们有他的新生命在我们里面了。
So that's knowing.
这是知道。
Then he says in verse 14, likewise you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
然后在十一节他说，这样你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
So we know that he died and we died with him.
所以我们 Go ahead.
Therefore, we are to account ourselves as dead with him. The old nature, the old life is dead with Christ and we have a new life.
好，既然我们已经知道主耶稣基督死了，我们的老我也跟他一起死了，那我们就要像这一节经文里面说的，我们向罪要看自己是死的，就是我们的老我是死的，我不再犯罪了，我向罪是看自己是死的。
So we believe that we are then to reckon or account it in our own lives by faith that we our old nature is dead.
所以我们如果相信这一点呢，我们就可以在我们的生命中做到看我们自己的老我是死的。
So, from there, we take the next step.
从这一点呢，我们再进到下一步里面。
In verse 12.
就是12节。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts.Do not present yourselves as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, But be present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under law, but under grace.
所以这就是十二节开始的这三节里面讲的，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，但要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
So the reason I've come to this portion is that if there is sin in the life, there can be no filling of the Spirit.
我之所以给大家讲这一段经文的目的呢，是因为如果你的生命中有罪的话，圣灵是不可能充满的。
And Paul here outlines the steps that we need to take in order that we might be clean vessels to be filled with the Spirit and to be used of God.
所以保罗在用这段经文就告诉我们，你要用这样的三步使你成为一个洁净的器皿，让圣灵能够充满你，你能够去执行神的旨意。
That old nature that is still within us has been condemned by God when Christ died on the cross.
所以在我们依然在我们里面的这个老我已经因为耶稣基督在钉在十字架上已经被神定了罪案了。
It won't be removed until we are changed and in his presence.
除非我们在我们主再来被提，我们在瞬间改变之前呢，这个现实是不会改变的。
How do we deal with that old nature? Because it's opposed to the Spirit.
我们怎么对付这个老我呢？因为它是与圣灵相争的。
The old nature is opposed to the Spirit of God.
这老我是与神的灵相争的。
So we deal with it in this manner. We know that by faith, because God says in his word that our old nature has died with Christ.
我们这么对付他，因为我们凭着信心相信我们的老我已经和主耶稣一起死了，死在十字架上了。
And is buried.
而且他埋葬了。
And we have risen to newness of life.
我们是在新生命里面复活了。
Now Paul says there in verse 11, reckon, make that accounting procedure your own. Say, yes, God says it, I believe it.
所以十一节里保罗说，他说你们要向罪，当看自己是死的，你要做这样一个动作，你说神啊，对的，你说的对，我是看老我是死的。
And then in verse 13, you have a decision to make.
然后在第十三节里你要做一个决定。
You don't present your members as to the old nature. That's dead. You've reckoned it dead. Instead, you present your members, your hands, your feet, your lips, your mind. You present them to God as instruments of righteousness.
十三节就是你不要再把你的肢体献给你的老我了，你要不要忘记你的老我，你已经看作他是死的了，而是你要把自己的你的手、你的脚、你的胳膊、你的嘴唇、你的头脑都献给义做器具，做义的器具献给神。
You say to the Lord, Lord, here's my life. You wake up in the morning, you say, Lord, here's my life. I give to you today. My hands to do your service. My feet to go where you want me to. My lips, what you want me to say.
你每天早晨要这样跟神说，你说神啊，我的生命我今天献给你，你让我的手去做服侍你的事，让我的脚去到你让我去做的地去的地方，你让我的口说你让我说的话。
Well, of course, we inevitably will fail. So we confess those sins and he cleanses us and then we get right back on track again.
当然不可避免的我们一定会失败，但是我们只要认我们的罪，我们就又被神洁净了，我们又重新回到正确的路上继续前行。
So that's kind of a hurried study on those conditions that need to be met to be filled with the Spirit of God.
我们这个学习这个圣灵充满的这个条件呢，应该是一个比较快速的学习啊。
The results of the filling, there are many. The fruit of the Spirit is one of the results.
啊，我们刚才就快速的就把这个圣灵充满的条件讲完了。我们接下去再讲呢，圣灵充满的结果是怎样的？其中一点呢，就是有一些果子会结出来。
And just like a fruit doesn't grow immediately, it takes time for that fruit to grow. So we have no instant spirituality.
所以就像果子是不是一下子长出来，它需要时间去成长，也是一样，我们的属灵也不是一蹴而就成熟了的。
Our time is gone. I'd like to look at a couple more scriptures, but it'll take a few minutes. We'll do that next week. The results of filling, there's some lovely things, thoughts concerning a spirit-filled life and what it means, what it's like, a spirit-filled life. So we'll look at that next week because I'd like to have Mr. Summers, if you have anything,that you can encourage us with, just to finish us off and then close us with a word of prayer, please.
今天时间关系啊，我已经时间到了。但是关于这个圣灵充满的结果，就是一个被圣灵充满的一个生命是怎样的话呢？是我需要在下周再继续讲，因为会要查考一些经文，这里面有些美丽的真理和点要跟大家分享，所以我们今天就讲到这儿。我看看那个 Harold 长老有没有什么。补充，然后再给大家做一个结束的祷告。
We've had a very, very good presentation of a lot of the truth of God regarding the Spirit of God tonight.
我们今天学习了很多关于圣灵的非常美好的真理。
I just want to remind you again that the Spirit.Of God is the Holy Spirit of God, and therefore a spirit-filled life or being filled with the Spirit implies a holy life.
我只想提醒大家一点的就是神的灵呢是圣洁的灵，所以一个被圣灵充满的生命呢一定是一个圣洁的生命。
So our responsibility is to ensure that our life is holy,And that it continues to be holy.
所以我们的责任呢，就是确保我们的生命是圣洁的，而且持续保持圣洁。
And so this isn't a once for all activity. It's a continuing activity. As we live a holy life, we can have a spirit-filled life.
所以这肯定不能是一个一次性的。动作它是一个持续的是我们在一生当中持续进行的一个动作。
Eric mentioned to us that there are no shortcuts.
所以刚才 Eric 提醒我们是没有捷径可走的。
And so we must say to the Lord, Lord, here I am, you take me, you keep me holy so that you can fill me with your spirit.
所以我们来到主面前，我跟主说，主啊，求你保守我，也求你让我保持圣洁，让我能够被圣灵充满。
And in Romans 6, he's basically saying we must reckon ourselves to be dead unto sin. We got to think that way, and then we yield ourselves to holiness. We think properly, and then we.Yield and do properly.
所以刚才在罗马书的六章里面呢，教导我们要向罪看自己是死的，我们要这样去思考，然后呢，我们才能把自己降服在义的这个公义之下，做义的器具献给神。
And the wonderful truth is that He is the Holy Spirit who leads us and helps us. So it isn't that we must do it. We must let the Spirit of God do it in us and for us.
一个美好的真理是圣灵呢，他会带领我们，会帮助我们，所以我们要做的呢，就是让圣灵在我们里面带领我们，帮助我们。
Very good. Well, those are just some emphasis for us to wind up with. Let's ask the Lord to bless us.
好，我们今天就总结到这里，我们求主祝福我们，我们一起祷告。
Lord, we are amazed even to think that it would be possible for us to know anything about the filling and the fullness of the Spirit of God.
主啊，当我们想想我们能够明白一点关于圣灵的充满和圣灵的丰富的这样的真理的时候，我们就觉得很惊奇了。
That is so completely contrary to the sinful nature that we had and we cried out about when we trusted the Lord as Savior.
所以他和我们的这个犯罪的本性是如此的不一样，所以我们就向神呼求。
So Lord, our prayer is that we will yield ourselves to the Spirit of God in order that we might be filled and therefore be used by the Spirit.
所以我们的祷告就是愿我们能够降服在圣灵之下，以至于他能够充满我们，而且能够为圣灵所用。
We would like our lives, Lord, to be beautiful with the power of the Holy Spirit of God in us and shining through us.
我们盼望我们的生命有圣灵的荣美在我们里面，能够为主发光。
And so we would remember that it is our privilege to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, and for that we pray now.
而且我们也知道，我们若在圣洁的荣美当中敬拜神的话，是我们极大的荣幸。
We give thanks, Lord, for these wonderful truths, for these marvelous promises. We pray that we might live them.
主啊，我们为这奇妙的真理和这美好的应许感谢你，盼望我们能够活出这样的生命。
Help us to this end, we pray, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
求你在这些事上帮助我们，我们也这样感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you all tonight and this morning.